I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We've got a trip for you, man. We're sending you to San Francisco to see Iggy Pop. So, and we're not asking a lot of you. Because if you want to try to win this big prize, all you got to do is just listen to us. That's it. As a matter of fact, every hour you listen to The Rock, it's your chance of winning.
And the more you listen, the more chances you get, BJ.
That's how this all works. You just log into KISW, either do it on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Odyssey, or log in at KISW.com, and then you just start listening, and like Steve said, every hour gives you another chance to win. Now I know you might want more info. I got it for you. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! B-Migs, you're a loser.
Happy Friday, Junior.
Woo, it's Friday, Junior, people.
We made it.
Almost, it is
a good day. We got Mariners and Kraken going on today.
Great night tonight for Seattle sports.
Yeah.
Awful night if you're trying to drive into Seattle.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I recommend you don't do that.
Well, I'm already doing that.
Yeah.
Some people are lucky they got light rail, man, right near where they are.
That's a benefit for moments like this.
Yeah. I recommend everyone else, Steve, not do that.
Get
if they don't
early,
have to.
Don't try and get there at the last second.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Be safe. Be smart. Which is usually nothing that we end up doing here. But moving on, we have George from Yelm. George, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
Safely. For those playing at home, George has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who won the most recent World Series?
The Houston Astros.
Correct. What martial arts legend was also a champion cha-cha dancer?
Ooh. Pass.
The word inu in Japanese is Japanese for what common animal?
Inu?
Uh-huh.
Pass.
20 new moons were discovered around which planet in 2019?
Pluto.
No.
Jupiter.
Nope.
Mercury.
No.
Oh.
Steve Carell plays Michael Scott in what sitcom?
The Office.
Correct. What is the full middle name of singer Mary J. Blige?
Jennifer.
No.
Pass.
Shakira was born on February 2nd, 1977. How old is she today?
Whatever. Oh, God.
45?
No.
Oh.
35?
Nope.
Oh.
46.
Yes!
There you
the
go.
Final episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show aired in what early 2010s year?
2012.
No!
Oh, man, if you had more time.
That was three correct.
Yeah. That's a tough one to ask someone to do a math problem. It eats up so much clock.
That's why you just pass it if you're not comfortable with math.
Oh, really? Is that the strategy?
Yeah.
How about you just stop asking those questions so people have a fair chance?
You do have a fair chance. You pass.
Yeah. No, math is terrible.
That's why you pass.
Yeah. When you have to sit there and do math in a timing game, I think that is so just, I'm sorry. And it's not just you. It's been done in the history of Beat Migs, Beat the Producer, and I've always hated it.
Oh, well, cool. I'm not going to ask you again.
Thank you.
For any input, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Who won the most recent World Series?
Houston Astros.
Correct.
Okay.
What martial arts legend was also a champion cha-cha dancer?
I'm going to go with Bruce Lee.
Yes.
Nice word.
Cha-cha.
The word inu is Japanese for what common animal?
Inu?
Uh-huh.
Sheep?
No.
Cow?
No.
Common what?
Animal.
Dog?
Yes.
Nice.
20 new moons were discovered around which planet in 2019?
That would be Uranus, right?
No.
Wow.
I'm going to go Mars.
Nope.
Jupiter.
No. Steve Carell plays Michael Scott in what sitcom?
The Office.
Yes. What is the full middle name of singer Mary J. Blige?
Jane.
Yes. Shakira was born February 2nd, 1977. How old is she today?
She is 45.
No.
46.
Yes.
There you go, buddy.
The final episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show aired in what early 2010s year?
2012.
No.
2011.
Yes. Stephanie Meyer is best known for writing what book series?
Oh, the places that you'll go.
No.
Twilight?
Yes.
Damn it. I know.
It's okay. You annihilated 7-3.
Yeah. Sorry, George.
Nice win, Steve.
Sorry, Georgie.
I love that you said that to yourself.
All right, yeah. That's nice. Well, Steve does that all the time. My favorite moment with Steve ever is when he rallied himself up at the end of a table as we were getting ready to go out and do our second half of the evening.
Yes.
Nobody noticed it but me, and it was one of the first times I'd ever spent with you out, like, in a bar situation.
That was at one of the radio conventions back in the day when they had, like, they just had wallets that they were willing to just open up for everybody. And it took like 12 of us to a nice steakhouse for a dinner.
Is that in Miami?
I miss those days too. I mean, there's probably something illegal going on that we don't know about.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Man, they would just, and it's like anything you want, drinks, food. And I took advantage of that, not only with the steak, but also with the drinks.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I drank so much and I was like, I was starting to fade. And I knew that this was just the start of the night. This was dinner. So I just kind of looked down and go, let's go, Steve. And BJ heard it and thought it was like the most ridiculous thing because I was hyping myself up.
Was this in Miami?
Probably.
Because I think I remember that steak night or that steak restaurant because I was so drunk that I accidentally took home the napkins. And it was the fancy cloth napkins.
Well, it's their problem.
Yeah, but I was right there with you, buddy.
It was great. I've never seen anybody be their own hype man.
I got through the night.
You did a good job.
It was a good pep talk.
It was just, let's go, Steve.
Yeah, Coach Steve really he came in at the right time with that halftime talk.
And that was when we decided, okay, Steve is a third person guy sometimes in his life. He speaks about himself in the third person.
When drunk, yes.
Yeah, nice.
The only one that no one got correct was 20 new moons were discovered around what planet in 2019?
I don't think Saturn was guessed, was
Saturn.
It?
Saturn. Oh.
Yeah. Saturn's got a lot of moons, man.
Mm-hmm. And then side note, with the word inu for Japanese, it kind of, you could figure Ken Jennings it, as BJ would say, Shiba Inu is a type of dog. And it's a Japanese dog, Shiba Inu.
I thought you said emu, so I would have lost so bad.
You would have been so mad.
I would have been well, yeah, but that's not your fault. I just can't hear very well, so.
They're sassy little dogs. My friend has two of them.
I don't even know what a Shiba Inu is.
Yeah, they look like douchey dogs. Their face has kind of got like a jerk.
It's the Doge dog. You know, the meme dog, Doge? Yes. That's the type of dog it is.
Yeah, it does. It looks like it's got attitude. Like, I'm not happy about this.
Would be the bad guy dog in like an 80s movie. Like in the Karate Kid. If like Johnny had a dog, this would be the dog.
They're actually very cat-like in the sense of they don't really need you. They're just like there. They have that personality.
Oh, wow. A cat dog.
Cat dog.
Don't think you know what? I mean, not that I'm a fan of dogs anyway, but to have a dog like a cat.
I mean, it's not going to be all over you and bugging you, BJ.
That's not the problem. The problem is the dogs when they bark and they're just jerks.
Apparently, though, they're known as spirited, good-natured dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, their face betrays them. They got resting dog bitch faced.
Yeah, no, I know. It looks like they want to fight you.
Yeah. I can appreciate that then. You know what? Maybe I'm going to have a little love for these dogs because I have the same thing. I got RBF.
Yeah.
And I look like I'm always in a bad mood.
You
should get one for here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I need.
You need a dog in California and you need a dog in Washington.
Bodhi 2.5.
You have to understand that this kid's got stress. I'm trying to manage my stress because when I'm stressed out, I'm not fun to be around.
What kid?
This kid right here.
The old man. I got you.
But the dog can maybe help alleviate that.
Yeah. That's, I don't think you understand what dogs and me do. It's stress central.
What dogs and you do.
Yeah. Maybe it's just been, you just haven't found the right dog.
Oh, I have found the right dog to avoid. Your dog, my dog, and everybody else's
my
dog.
My dog is the best dog to deal
with
now.
What? Your dog? Oh, that's, well, yeah, because your dog
blind
can't see.
And doesn't have any teeth.
Yeah, I mean, your dog
so she has no idea what's going on.
That's, unfortunately, that's the best time to be around your dog. At least for me, anyway.
She's just living the charm life. She just sits around,
yeah.
Walks into walls.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
And has a great attitude, though. It seems like she's a lot chiller now. Yeah.
Something to remember. I mean, I've been around an aging dog, and you talk about what's going on with Lulu, and I'm like, yeah, that is that's what's happened. That would happen to my dog.
And of course, I joke about it now because it was heartbreaking when we first had to realize this. You're just like, oh, this sucks. But like, dude, it's amazing how much dogs adapt. Like, I got to take her for walks, and she's like way easier to take on a walk now because she's not already, she doesn't give an F about what's around her. Like, she's not freaking out on anything.
Isn't
she's
that
just
great?
Like, she's just like chill and walks and just is like happy to be out and about.
That is a lesson for humanity, especially
to lose our vision.
Well, to actually somehow dumb down our senses, because people like Vicky and myself, we're hyper aware, and you know, it's we see things that other people don't see, and then we trip out.
Well, you're a few years away from being like blind and toothless,
dude.
Like,
I know, honestly,
we're almost there.
Dentures There's, and contacts.
I almost said that, and almost stay with BJ.
I forget things a lot, or I sometimes don't notice things like I used to, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome, because I know I'd be pissed about that if I remembered. Dude, Danny, I'm telling you, it is the greatest gift ever to somehow not be as sharp as I used to be.
I know. Someone's saying a Shiba Inu dogs are actually jerks for real. They have terrible attitudes.
Oh, So look at this. Look at this internet campaign to tell us the untruths about the Shiba Inu.
But thankfully, a texter has told us what the truth is, that these dogs are a lot more like you than you realize.
Yeah. Yeah. They're my people.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think, as you know, we're very excited for today because today is opening day. I think when you think about things in life, the one thing that's always exciting is opening day. It's like hope springs eternal for any baseball fan. Every team is the same. Every team looks excited. They've just come back from the greatest vacation ever, even though it's spring training.
Right.
I mean, they've been down either in Arizona or Florida. And tonight is the night where now it's for reals. They go back to their job.
And for once, we get to have like optimism about a team that potentially is going to be good, as opposed to in the past where it's just blind optimism.
And we are going to talk to our buddy. We've done this. We have made good on our promise as we have repaired our relationship with Ryan Roland Smith because he felt like we never liked him because we never talked to him. But you know what? I think we've done a great job, haven't we, Steve?
Oh, dude, I think we're the best.
Yeah, Mariners and the Guardians from Cleveland tonight, opening night, opening day, and all over baseball. And yes, Ryan Roland Smith, the current Root Sports analyst, former pitcher for your Mariners. He'll be with us. We'll talk about what's so exciting about these M's at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, very excited to have our guest on the show, especially with today being opening day, the start of the Mariners' quest to win their first ever World Series. Please welcome to the show the man, the myth, the legend, our good friend Ryan Roland Smith.
There he is.
What's up, fellas?
There he is from the Ryan Roland Smith compound, where there is nothing but palm trees and beverages.
Dude, Ryan's been on a world tour, man, because he went for the World Baseball Classic and then spring training. You've been going everywhere, man.
Look at you, WBC boy, and you never even once called me and said, hey, would you like to come along and watch the WBC? I thought we were something to each other. I thought we had something.
Well, I thought so too, but hey, last time we spoke, the Mariners had just lost in the playoffs, and we were talking about Blink-182 tickets or something, and I was dropping hints. I was like, concert tickets, there's only really one place I need to go to get them, and you guys just weren't picking them up at all. Here I am back at the Roland Smith compound with Vegemite, palm trees. Here I am.
Ryan, if you want to go to Blink-182, once we figure out what's going on around here, you know we got you taken care of.
Yeah, we'll meet in the pit, Ryan.
Right now, we're hoping we get to go to Blink-182. But hell yeah, man. Of course. You got to come party with us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? We definitely dropped the ball on that one. Ryan, it is always good talking to you. And boy, especially, I feel so good about this team. Steve, I think for real this year, Steve always just thinks the Mariners are going to win the World Series. But I think he really...
One of these times I'm going to be right.
He feels like it. And Ryan, are we crazy or is there a good... And I know you work for Root Sports. And of course, you know, they don't want you to say horrible things. But you're always a guy that I believe at least tells as much of the truth as you can without really, you know, ticking off the staff. But are we crazy for thinking the Mariners really have a shot this year?
No, I think that, you know, look, and by the way, I get pretty honest regardless of who I'm talking to. And I'll be straight up with you guys. But, you know, there were some times during the winter where I was a little frustrated they didn't go out and make certain moves. But once you get to spring training, you sort of look around and say, well, if they did make moves, they did bring guys in. You know, I'm talking about, you know, like an extra starting pitcher or bringing in, you know, someone for left field. And when you get to spring training, all of a sudden you look around at this team, you're like, okay, they are young, but in a good way. What I mean by that is the core of this team have already been through enough. Last year, they struggled. They had their struggles last year. They've been to the playoffs. They've got George Kirby, who is, in my opinion, is going to be going for, you know, he's going to be in the Cy Young conversation in his sophomore year.
Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a stud, man. You watch him up close and you see what he's done this winter and all the reports coming into what he's looking like in spring training. It is exciting. So I think that if...
Yeah, and then, by the way, you're a former major league pitcher. So, you know, to me, that carries so much weight when a guy like you who has been out there and has done it tells me you think this guy's a Cy Young candidate. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, and listen, man, I'm very honest with pitchers. And like someone asked me back in the day when I got done playing, someone said, oh, would you ever like to get into scouting? I said, I'd be a terrible scout because I wouldn't sign anyone. No one would be good enough. You know what I mean? That's how it feels like. So I'm very critical on some of these pitches. But George Kirby and even Logan Gilbert, man, I think both these guys are just going to have absolute breakout years. So they're in such a good spot. If there's ever a time to jump, if you're, obviously, I know a lot of your listeners may be on the fence about, you know, watching their baseball team, but this is the time. If you're a bandwagon fan, this is the time to get on because they're young and they're good. They've been through it before. I just think this is a really good time, not just for this year, but for the next half a decade coming up, for sure.
And we're talking to Ryan Roland Smith, by the way. You can catch Ryan doing a lot of analysts, and every once in a while you'll catch him calling the game, too, on Root Sports, which is where you can watch opening night tonight. The Mariners, the Guardians at T-Mobile Park. If you can't go, then watch it on Root Sports at 7 o'clock. And very, very excited for this season, man.
Ryan, we got to ask you. I mean, I think it's the one thing a lot of Mariners fans are hoping that we're going to see a change in the ways for Jared Kelnick. What do you think? I know he had a great spring training, but do you think that this is going to be a season where we could see some of that those high hopes that everyone had last year for him?
I hope so, man. I think that, you know, look, spring training doesn't tell you a whole lot. Anyone can go down and just put up numbers because it's this environment where you still feel like you're in the off season. It's just those Peoria Sport Complex games where the sun's out and you've got these, you know, workouts. You're still in that sort of off season mode. And we all know the minute April rolls around, there's a little bit of that coolness in the air, yeah. and the lights come on and your walk-up song comes on. People are pitching you differently. They're actually sequencing you a little bit differently. They're going off a scouting report as opposed to just, you know, throwing up pitches. Everything changes. So I can answer that question with Jared Kelenic. I would say in the middle of May, if you're looking at a guy who, and I'm not talking about numbers so much, but I'm talking about good at bat, not swinging at bad pitches, not getting frustrated, and just looks comfortable and looks like he's enjoying being a major leaguer. I've said this about Jared Kelenic all the time. He just needs to, he is so good. He's such a good athlete. He just needs to be one of these bros and just enjoy being a major leaguer. You know what I mean? Stop over-processing everything. So I think that this first month's going to tell us a lot. I really do believe. But I did see him yesterday. They had a workout yesterday. And he did look different. Like, psychologically, there's something different there with him. I think he looks a little bit more comfortable. But, man, he is so talented, so ridiculously talented. If he can just figure it out and just chill out upstairs a little bit, you know, in between the years, and just enjoy the process of being as cliche as that sounds, God, man, he could be that factor that this team.
And that's all I have to say about that.
We just lost him.
We lost Ryan Roland Smith. Wow, just like that. What do we have him on? Was that just a phone? We just lost him on the phone?
Just the phone.
All right, try to get him back.
That was a weird.
Yeah, it went dong. Right, you know what? You know our digital phone line makes all these weird sounds and stuff. Yeah.
What if that's just like his tactic? He hits a button that makes that sound and he just dips out.
He's like, I'm talking about
Jared Kelenic.
I've said enough.
This guy.
We're going to try to get Ryan Roland Smith back on. You can tweet him at @-18. Great pitcher for the Mariners. If you didn't know, really enjoyed him and is being a good friend of the show. And I definitely want to ask him about what he said, psychology. Because, Steve, you know, because you've played sports, you do a lot of stuff. When you are in your own head thinking that, oh, my God, this sport is against me or whatever reason, it does make a difference. And what I want to ask him is I think that this year when they've changed the shift, mm-hmm. Which means if you're a pitcher, yeah, I think it's going to be harder for you to do your job. But if you're a batter, you might think in your brain it's going to be easier for you to do your job, which I'm thinking a guy like Jared Kelenic, maybe that psychology will actually have him go, you know what, I feel better. Man. I feel better going up to the plate.
Because he's doing great in spring. Like you said, spring training is a whole different. Even minor league ball, the guy seems to be doing great as well. So it'd be nice to see him be able to take some of that kind of confidence and translate it to actually with the Mariners.
We got him back?
Yes.
So, what we were talking about was the psychology of it all. The shift changing meaning that now all the players have to say, the shortstop and the third baseman have to stay on their side of second base, and same thing for second base and first base, and you no longer can have people in the outfield except outfielders. That psychology, which we talked about, I'm thinking would make a batter think, I have a better chance of getting on base, and the pitcher now has to it's going to be a little tougher for me doing my job. Do you think that's a sweeping generalization that makes sense with this new shift change?
Yeah, I think that there's going to be way more offense this year. I mean, I'm sure you've talked about the pitch clock, already. There's 15 seconds that rushes pitches as well. You've got, the shift change in regards to you can't just, heat map. And what I mean by that is if you go to Jared Kelenic, for example, coming up and he's hitting 85% of the balls on the ground into the, right field, into right side of the infield, you can't do that anymore. So it opens up the field so much. They've done so much data on this in the minor leagues, and batting average has gone way up. So if you're a kid like Jared Kelenic, you shouldn't really be thinking about it. I think for him, he should be just thinking about some of the things I've talked about. I don't know when my mouth drowned out the power of this phone. Nah. But I think that if he can just think about some of the simple things, offensively, man, he can just, again, cliche as it sounds, as typical as it sounds, but if he can just relax, enjoy himself being a major league player. I got caught up in that, just trying to over-process too much and just not letting just talent take over. But I think he's going to be okay. He's too talented, I still feel like, to miss.
We're talking to Ryan Roland Smith. The Washington Post has done an article about the San Diego Padres, Ryan, and this definitely, I think, is something that Mariner fans can think about, feel, and it all is based to me on this meme that I've seen, and that is the Padres are a small market team that has spent big money, which is not what you usually see. Conversely, what do we see with this meme? Ken Griffey Jr. is the fourth highest paid player this year on the Cincinnati Reds. Even though he hasn't played baseball for a decade, he's still his salary. He's still collecting a salary. And the Reds have him as their fourth highest paid player because they're also a small market team. Yet the Padres are breaking that mold, and the Washington Post thinks that's very interesting. And I'm wondering, what do you think? I mean, this is the thing with baseball, is that money does make a difference, where in other sports there are salary caps, and so you can't just go out and have, like, every great player. But the Padres, for a team their size, that's what they're doing, and it's the great experiment, because most teams that size, like the Mariners, can't do that. Do you think that is a strategy that can work, or you think it might bite them in the butt?
Well, I think that, okay, so it's super, obviously super risky what they're doing, because you're investing in, as we all know, investing in a human being, doesn't matter if it's sport or not, and when you guarantee that you're going to pay them for 5+ years, people change, right? And again, physically, obviously, but psychologically too, we've talked about that already. So when you look at these teams like the Padres who just go out and go crazy and spend money, you better have some of these little things, you better have good, besides all spending the money, you better be able to still draft and develop players. You still better know these players, how they are going to react in 2 to 3 years from now. Because, man, if the San Diego Padres come out and they do not make it to the World Series, man, it is a bust. And yeah, people can feel it when you spend that much money. Now, if you're a fan, you love it. But when you look at the last 10 years, the teams who have had all World Series runs, been in the playoffs a ton, they're teams that build from within. And what I mean by that is they draft and develop players. They have young cores of players. They come up together. They go through some of these processes, like you're seeing with the Mariners. And that, honestly, put the money aside, that's how you make it. That's how you make a run at this thing. Not just for a year, but for 5, 6. That's how you sustain, you know, some of these runs. I hate to use them as an example, but the Houston Astros are a classic example of that. They're a mid-market team as well. You get that core of players that you draft and develop, and then you sprinkle on some of the big money signings on top of it. And the Mariners, look, they're in a position now that if you get to that draft, the trade deadline, that you can do that. They will add mid-year. If they're in a good spot, they've got these really good young core of players, and you can add. Now, if you're the Cincinnati Reds, it's very obvious that if you don't have that foundation of drafting talent, developing, kind of like the Seahawks did for years and years and years as well. But if you have that, if you're not good at doing that, it's not about you spending money. It's about you finding new people inside your front office to do it. And that they haven't done that, so they're not in a position to even spend money. And that's why you see, you know, Ken Griffey Jr., who hasn't played in, you know, however long, is still getting deferred money because, you know, that's how he kind of structures his contract. So baseball's funny like that, man. You really have to be good initially. First of all, you have to be able to develop players in your minor league system. Then you add players with the money side of things on top of that.
So I, you know, Ryan, and I think since you're a pitcher, and I'm gonna just piggyback on that a little bit, because one of the big signings the Padres did was Xander Bogaerts, who is not a great defensive shortstop. And this was what really surprised me, is the Padres are going all in with this big money strategy when the shift change is happening. And I look at you as a pitcher and say, who would you rather have behind you at shortstop, Xander Bogaerts or J.P. Crawford? I am taking J.P. Crawford every day of the week. I don't care if J.P. never gets a hit. As a pitcher, I want that dude behind me, not a guy who's kind of sketchy at the shortstop position, which everybody knows Xander is. He's a great hitter, not a great defender. You know, so-so when he's at his best. Well, I would rather have JP behind me, and I think every pitcher would.
Well, a couple things. First of all, Xander Bogaerts, when they signed him, they wanted to go big at the shortstop position. Fernando Tatis, they wanted to move him to the outfield. And at that point, they were out on some of the other shortstops too. They went in hard to trade Turner and couldn't get him. So it's one of those things, like, all right, who's left in these big money shortstops? And it was Xander Bogaerts. Now, Xander Bogaerts, I played with him at the Red Sox. Great dude. He was at the World Baseball Classic in Taiwan, where I was. Great dude. It was so good to see him again. And just as a, from a teammate standpoint, as an offensive player, he is just, he is so good for a team. He really is. Now, J.P. Crawford, on the other hand, J.P. last year had one of the worst defensive years he's ever had. He came off a Gold Glove year, and then all of a sudden last year, defensively, he was struggling. The reason for that is because he was carrying around injuries. So,
yeah,
first of all, if you want, if anyone out there who talks about, oh, he's shortstop, yeah, took a dive, well, you kind of have to think about this. Here's a guy that just would not get off the field. He just refused to get off and deal with some of the little niggly things he had going on lower body, right? And so you love that. But at the same time, I think JP, if he can stay healthy, you will get that defense. And the Mariners, you look at this rotation, their pitching they have, and their defense behind it, that's going to be that, as a team, man, that's going to be that you know, that foundation for them. But JP, he's got to stay healthy because, man, you mentioned it, when he is at his best, that goal, he's a Gold Glove shortstop, and he's just got that energy for a team that the offense, you can take a little bit of the offense and put him down the bottom of the lineup, but you want to have him out there every single day.
I was just reading, it's crazy to see how people are talking already about Julio Rodriguez potentially being a favorite for MVP, and it's like his second season. It's like that's an exciting thing to see what he's going to do this year. And I don't know if you read his Players Tribune article that he put out, or his contribution to the Players Tribune, where it's all about how much he loves being in Seattle, how a big part of why he wants to stay here forever is that the team lets him just be him. And my favorite part also is that whenever he sees a Space Needle, it makes him think about the Jetsons as a kid. And that's another part of why he loves being in Seattle. But it was so great. I was like reading the article. I think he said, every time I'm at the ballpark, every time I'm walking around the city, every time I look at the Space Needle and remember the Jetsons cartoons I used to watch on the living room floor, I'm reminded about how happy I am here. Man, how fired up are you about seeing Julio Rodriguez this year?
Well, first of all, I will say with Julio, it's one of these things, if he says, makes a Jetsons comment, because I feel like I made the exact same comment, everyone's like, yeah, no one cares, dude. No one knows who you are, shut up. Yeah, I mean, if he says it, man, all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, wow, it's Julio, Jetsons, how cool is that? But no, I mean, listen, if there's one player that can absorb all this attention and absorb the fact that Major League Baseball is literally pinning him to be the face of the league, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah,
they are pushing, from a marketing standpoint, to have the guy who's wearing a Seattle Mariners uniform to be the face of Major League Baseball. Young, energy, like, yeah, you know, fast moving, all these things they want the game to be with these new rule changes and everything else. So it's exciting. Another reason why, if you're just on the fence about, you know, watching the Mariners, man, this is the year to do it, I feel like. Because we have literally the best young player. And there is no exaggeration for that MVP conversation at the end of the year. He's going to put up numbers. Man, he, like I said, he just has that thing about him that not many players do, where they can just take on everything that comes his way and just absorb it, not deflect it. You know, you see these players, they try and deflect it, or they push it away, or they try and, you know, get, fall into their little, they kind of become a little bit reclusive. No, he loves it. He'll just stand out the front and say, yep, who's next? Who wants to talk to me? It's awesome, man. And you're watching him yesterday with fans too. Mm-hmm. It is special. There is a different vibe around him, even in March already.
It reminds me of Russell Wilson and what he did for the Seahawks and all those, you know, all those great Seahawk players that all of a sudden got attention for a team in the Pacific Northwest, which was kind of ignored in football. And I'm feeling that same vibe for what the Mariners, because of what J-Rod's doing.
Yeah, well, I think I hate to compare because everyone does it and it's not fair either. But the Griffey Julio comparisons, not just numbers, but just kind of that overall presence. I think that it's such that's a fun comparison.
Sure,
yeah,
is.
Sometimes we talk about, oh, hey, look at the numbers as a rookie. Look at the second year numbers. What did they have to be like Griffey and all this kind of stuff? And that's just silly. They both played in different eras, so it's kind of hard to do. But in regards to just all up presence when he's around, it's very similar to everything that was talked about with Griffey, for sure.
Ryan Roland Smith, you can catch him on Roots Sports. You can tweet him at @-18. Ryan, it is always awesome to talk baseball with you, and I hope we have lots of opportunity because of the fact the Mariners are killing it. And we'll try to see about those tickets, Steve. Right?
Well, oh yeah, definitely. The request has been put in.
That's, yeah, because
I mean, for you. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, but I tweeted at Tom DeLong. I'm just waiting to hear back from him. And, you know, yeah, now he's back in the band. He's a little busy, but you know, I figure he'll get back to me soon.
We'll see what we can do. All right, Ryan, thanks, bro. It's always great talking to you. And go Mariners, man. I'm excited for this season.
Yeah, me too. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, take it easy. I know we were calling him. I think he's in town. It felt like we were calling him overseas.
We were using a new technology, which is a string and a can.
Oh, that's so why it was a few bit of
seconds
delay.
To get. Yeah. It was like a Skype call.
It really was.
I know.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Yeah, for a minute I thought, I was like, you know what? Maybe he doesn't like anything I'm saying.
Or he's just a very profound man that likes to think before he answers. Not everyone's quick. Sometimes he wants to, you know, flesh out his thoughts before he says it was nice having being on the show.
Somebody thinks before they speak. I don't know what that concept means.
Yeah, none of us do.
Anyway, Root Sports tonight. Mariners, if you can't go to the ballpark tonight because it's sold out, but who knows, secondary, third, tertiary, whatever. But dude, Root Sports has the game for
BJ,
you.
Look, I'm not even a fan of reading, and I read this thing. And this player
sent me
an article by Julio Rodriguez. I retweeted it. It's called Seattle Forever, and it is just a love letter to Seattle.
Oh,
it talks about his struggles at the beginning of last year, but it also talks about how like the team always believed in him and let him be him. And it talks about his relationship with Ichiro and other players and just how much he loves being in Seattle, and why a big part of why he wanted to sign a long-term deal with this team was that he could stay in Seattle.
Yeah, it's
really, and then hearing Ryan talk about how the league is looking at him as the face of the league, and it's a guy in our own backyard. That's pretty freaking cool.
You're right, dude. You're right. It's very, very awesome, and that's exciting. That, you know, here we are, Seattle. We are we're being mentioned in sports again, and now it's baseball, which of course is my favorite sport. Gotta love that.
And it looks like he was in the back of Chris Steakhouse when he was figuring out all this stuff about staying in Seattle. So.
Oh, really? Back of Ruth? Well, that's a great place to go. Ruth's Chris is. Yeah. I mean, make a decision while you're having a nice steak.
It's very hard to say Ruth's Chris.
I know, I hate it.
Yeah, sorry. Well, everybody just says Ruth Chris. They don't even do the S anymore.
Well, I feel like I owe it to them to say it. Right?
Well, you owe it to me just because it's so funny to hear you try to say Ruth's.
Ruth Chris.
That you owe it to all of us to continue to try to say it that way. Someone gave a waitress a brand new car as a tip.
In case you were riding an elephant.
Whoa.
During.
Oh, sorry, Danny. Is that on me? Is that Ryan Roland Smith's fault?
That was all his fault.
Yeah. Well, anyway, despite this generous gift, people on the internet are actually pissed about this. So a guy gives a car to a person as a tip, and people are, hard to believe, people on the internet are pissed.
Shocking.
All right. I will tell you all about this after, well, this guy named Taz tells you some stuff.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.